Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Yud. We left off on Daf Tes Amid Beis. We are four lines from the end of the page. V'Rebbe, Hai Bu'ulas Bal, Mai Avidle. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, La Shalom. We thank him very much for continuing to sponsor our Daf Yom Yishir each and every day. So what we're going to discuss today is that we are continuing a conversation, a discussion that started at the two dots all the way up on the page on Daf Tesam Beis. And that discussion was, Minolon, that there's such a thing called Kiddushe Bia. So we had two opinions. We had Rabbi Yochanan's opinion and Rabbi's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan said we derive Kiddushe Bia from Bu'ulas Baal, and Rabbi said that it's from Uva Allah. So the Gemara that we discussed yesterday, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan, or what does Rabbi Yochanan do with Uva Allah, with Rabbi's source? So today we're going to talk about, and what does Rabbi do with Bu'ulas Baal, with Rabbi Yochanan's source? And question is going to lead to a discussion about, with regard to which halachos and with regard to which men does a bia shelo kedarka make a woman's status into that of a beula? Meaning, if she had a bia in an unnatural way, shelo kedarka, does that make her a beula, or do we say that no, she's physically still a besula? So it's going to depend on which halacha we're talking about, which halacha of a beula we're talking about, and it may also depend on who is the man that had the bia shelo kedarka with that woman. Then the Gemara is going to have a discussion whether, when we say that bia is kona, that bia creates kiddushin, is that tchilas bia or is that sof bia? Which part of the bia, the beginning or the end, that affects the kiddushin? And the Gemara is going to have two nafkaminas, and the Gemara is going to come to a clear halachic conclusion. Then the majority of the daf is going to discuss whether one bia can accomplish both kiddushin and nisuin, meaning bia is the only one that crosses over that you can do both, that could do kiddushin and can do nisuin. So can a single bia accomplish both kiddushin and nisuin? The Gemara is going to have three nafkaminas, whether it could do kiddushin and nisuin, and then it's going to have three rayas, whether bia can do both, whether a single bia can do both kiddushin and nisuin. In the discussion of the third raya, we're going to have a discussion about whether an arusa bas Yisrael can eat truma, or really rather, why an arusa bas Yisrael cannot eat truma. That's going to come up in the context of the third raya on the issue of whether a single bia can accomplish both kiddushin and nisuin. So let's begin four lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Tes Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, V'Rebbe Hai Bu'ulas Baal Mai Avidai. What does Rebbe do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk from which Rabbi Yochanan derives the concept of Kiddushe Bia? Rebbe derives Kiddushe Bia from Uva Allah. So what does he do with the Bu'ulas Baal? What does he learn from there? So says the Gemara, Hami Bayile, the Baal Osa Osa Bu'ula Shalo Kedarka Ve'in Acher Osa Osa Bu'ula Shalo Kedarka. What Rebbe derives from Bu'ulas Baal is that only the Baal can make her a Ba'ula through Bia Shelo Kedarka. Anybody else that were to have Bia Shelo Kedarka with a woman would not give her the status of a Ba'ula. Only a husband can change her status into that of a Ba'ula through a Bia Shelo Kedarka. So says Gemara, that's a wonderful drasha, but umiyasle the Rebbe Hai Svara. But does Rebbe hold that that's true? That the husband makes her a Ba'ula through a Bia Shelo Kedarka? And only the husband and nobody else would make her a bu'ula through Bia Shelo Kedarka? Vatanya, but don't we have a braisa that tells us that in the case of a Nara Murasa, Ba'u Aleha Asara Anashim, if 10 men are Ba'al her, Shelo Kedarka, Va'adayini Basula, and therefore she is still physically a Basula, Kulam Beskila, they're all considered to have had Bia with a Basula, with a Nara Murasa that is a Basula, and therefore they're all going to be Chayiv Skila. But Rebbe Omer Ani, Rebbe says, I say, Harishon Beskila, Vikulam Bechenek, that no, only the first one is Chayiv Skila, because he's the only one that was Boel, the Nara Murasa, who was a Basula. And once the first one was Boel, Shalok Adarka, all of the rest of them are being Boel, the Nara Murasa, who is a Ba'ula, and the punishment is different. second, it's going to be chenek. So even though the first one's bia was shaloka darka, apparently that changes her into a bu'ula, and that's why everybody else is chayiv chenek. So Rebbe, it turns out, holds that even somebody else, other than the husband, has the ability to turn her status from that of a basula into a bu'ula with a bia shaloka darka. So don't tell me that Rebbe uses bu'ula's baal to teach that only a husband has the ability to turn her from a basula into a bu'ula through a bia shaloka darka. Here we have clearly, as far as the halach of Naram Ras is concerned, anybody has the ability to turn her from a basula into a bu'ula through bia shaloka darka. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Moda Rebbe, Li'inyan Knas. Even though Rebbe holds that anyone who's boel Nisha Shaloka Darka would turn her into a bu'ula, and someone who's boel her afterwards is not going to be Chayiv Skila, is only going to be Chayiv Chenek, Rebbe is Moda as far as paying the Knas payment of an onus mufata, that if she's not an Arusa, just Stam a girl, and someone who's Ma'anis her, or Mefata her, Shaloka Darka, or many people were Ma'anis her, or Mefata her, Shaloka Darka, Dekula Mishalmi, that all of them are going to pay the Knas, even though that Knas payment is reserved only for a Basula, Legabe, the din of the payment of Knas, she is still a Basula. And that's what Rebbe meant, that we learned from Ba'ula's Baal, that only the husband could turn her into a Ba'ula. Anybody else who has Bia Shaloka Darka with her will leave her as a Basula, and therefore, no matter how many people are Ba'ula or Shaloka Darka, they're all going to pay the Knas. She's not considered a Ba'ula. That was Rebbe's Limud from Ba'ula's Baal. The Ritva writes that the Chachmei Tzarfas asked, who's going to be chayiv in the din of Alosia Leisha? Meaning, if you're going to have a din, normally the halacha is by if a man is ma'anis a woman, so not only is there a chayiv to pay the knas, you also have a din of Alosia Leisha, velo with a vav. Right, that he has to stay married to her, and he's lo yuchel shalcha kol yavav. He's never allowed to divorce her. So, which of the men who was ma'anis this girl are going to have the obligation of alosia leisha? Some responded that the first guy has to marry her because he's the one that first became chayiv in this. Meaning, he's the one that first became chayiv in the knas. However, the Ritva quotes from his Rebbeim that it's not a shayla because since it all depends on whether she's interested in marrying the fellow or not, so her shus biyada, she could decide which one. She gets her choice of which of the men who did this terrible thing to her she wants to marry, if she wants to marry any of them at all. And that's how the Ran writes, and that's how the Me'iri writes in the name of the Yerushalmi as well. But anyway, Rebbe does have makom to use this drasha of Bu'ulas Baal to tell me that the husband has the capacity to do something to change her status in a way that nobody else does. That to change her status from a basula to a ba'ula through a bia shaloka darka, at least legabe the halacha of knas, even though it's not legabe the halacha of narim rasa of skila. So it says more maishna miktala. Well, why should it be different? Meaning she's either a basula or a ba'ula. So how can you say somebody else has bia with her? So as far as the din of narim rasa is concerned, she's a ba'ula. But as far as the din of Knas is concerned, she's a basula. Why? Why should that be different? So says Gemara, Shaini Hasam da Amar Kra Umesa Isha Shachavi Ma Levado. Because when it comes to the chiyuv for someone who is bol in Aram Rasa, the pasuk is explicit that the man who slept with her Levado is the one who's going to be chayiv misa. So lechora, that's an extra word in the pasuk. So obviously he alone is punished. She's not punished. She was an anusa. Meaning there's no hava mina that the woman would get punished. Nebuchadnezzar, the guy attacked her. So it must be, what's it telling me, that he levado is going to be the one that's going to be punished, that only the first guy is going to be chayiv skila. Anyone else who does this to her afterwards, since she's no longer a basula, is going to be chayiv chenek and not going to be chayiv skila. So that's the drasha, that it's an exception to the rule. V'rabbanan, and the rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi, and they hold that if you're boler shaloka darka, she's still considered a basula, even legabi the chi of misa, and they do not darshan from the pasuk of umesa isha shashachavi mol levado to tell me that she becomes a bu'ula when you're boel her shaloka darka. So hay levado, my abdile, what do they do with that word levado? So mibayilu lechetetanya, the rabban use it for what's taught in the following brisa, that it says about someone who's boel and eshas ish, the Torah says in this week's parsha, umesu gam shnehem, that they both are going to be chayiv misa. The man who was shochev im isha, and the Isha herself. So we darshan from this pasuk, ad shiyushavin ke'echad, that they're only both going to be chayiv if they're both equal as far as onshim are concerned. That if he's a gadol and she's a katana, where she's not a bas onshin, then he's not going to get killed. Divri Rabbi Yoshaya. Rabbi Yonasan omer, umesa isha shashachavi ma levado. Then no, we learn from the pasuk levado that he can get punished even if she's not a bas onshin. Not, so we don't learn from Levado that it's that only the first guy that's boel her, Shalo Kedarka, gets the punishment, but not future guys, not second and third guy. No, what we learn from Levado is that even if she can't get punished for the violation of Eishes Ish, of cheating on her husband, because she's a katana, he can still get punished, Levado. So now the Gemara discusses Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan who learns Kiddush Ebiya from Bu'ulas Baal, Hai Svara, this idea that the husband makes her a Bu'ula through Bia Shalokedarka, Minale, where does he learn such a din? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan learns from Bu'ulas Baal, not only the concept of Kiddush Ebiya, but also the drasha that a Baal is also Sabu'ulali Debiya Shalokadarka, and others do not. Meaning there are two limudim to be had from the phrase Bu'ulas Baal. Im Kain, because if the Pasuk only wanted to tell me the concept of Kiddush Ebiya and not about a Baal making her a Bu'ula Shalokadarka, Nichtov Kra Bu'ulas Ish. The Pasuk could have just said Bu'ulas Ish. My Bu'ulas Baal, why does Dafka use the term Baal? So Shema Minah, Tarti, it must be that you could derive two dinim from this pasuk. Number one, that there's such a concept called Kiddush Ebiya, and number two, that only the husband would make her a bu'ula through a Bia Shalokedarka. Period. That concludes our discussion from yesterday about what the source of Kiddush Ebiya is, the two opinions, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi, what Rabbi Yochanan does with Rabbi's pasuk, what Rabbi does with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk. Good, so now the Gemara says, Ibayiluhu, a new shayla. When the Chum weren't sure, Tchilas Bia Kona, Osof Bia Kona. Now that we know that there's such a thing called Kiddush Ebiya, at which point during the Bia does the Kinyan take effect? Is it at the Ha'ara'a, at the very beginning of the Bia, where there's first contact between his body and hers, or is it Sof Bia, at the very end of the Bia, at the Gemar Bia? So Nafkamina, what would be the Nafkamina, whether it's the Tchilas Bia or Sof Bia? Kigon, Sheher Rabba, Upashiyad of Kibla Kiddushin, Me'acher. Let's say he did only Tchilas Bia, and then after the Tchilas Bia, she went and she received Kiddushin from somebody else. Is that Kiddushin of the second guy? Tovsim, because she, do we assume that she's ready Mekudeshes to the first guy, and therefore there's no Tfisas Kiddushin with the second guy, she won't even need a get from him. But if only Sof Bia is Kona, then the Kiddushin Sheni is Tovsin, then she has Kiddushin with the second guy. Inami, or another Nafkamina, would be Le Kohen Gadol. Le Gabi a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Bu'ula. De Kakani Besula Bibia. What if a Kohen Gadol decides to do Kiddush Ebiya on a Besula? So if Tchilas Bia is Kona, no problem. He's doing Kiddushin on a Besula, because at the time that the Kiddushin is Chal, it's at the beginning of the Bia, and she's still a Besula. But if Sof Bia is Kona, he should not be allowed to be Mekadish Bibia, because from the time of the Tchilas Bia and on, she's already a Be'ula, and she's already Asura to him. So what's the din? That's the Shaila. Is it Tchilas Bia, or is it Sof Bia? The Rishonim raises a question, the Rashi raises a question, that there's a much more simple nafkamina, right? Well, we give two nafkaminas. Number one, if she receives kiddushin from somebody else after a tchilas bia and before the sof bia, and number two, can a kohen gadol be mekadesh b'sul in this way? Why not just say nafkamina is that the guy only did tchilas bia and didn't do a gemar bia? So is she mekadesh or not? Meaning, why don't we talk about someone else in between, someone chaps and is mekadesh with kesef in between the tchilas bia, sof bia? It's a little bit strange. So the Rashba is mechadesh that in such a case tchilas bia is for sure kona. Meaning, if he only did a tchilas bia and he had das for kiddushin, then of course tchilas bia is going to be kona. That's how the Rashba writes. Now we'll see what context the Rashba said that in, but we'll get to that in momentarily. Another point that the Rishonim raise, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva all raise, that even if tchilas bia is Kona, but it doesn't make her a Nesua. So by the time he does Nisuin with her, she's going to be a Be'ula, and if it's a Kohen Gadol, she's going to be Asura to him. Because the Gemara in Yivama Staf Nun Tes tells us that a Kohen Gadol is also Be'ula even B'shas Nisuin, not only B'shas Kiddushin. It's not only in this for a Kohen Gadol to be Mekadish a Be'ula, it's also for a Kohen Gadol to have Nisuin with a Be'ula. So even if you're going to tell me that Tchilas be a Kona, it should still be a problem for the Kohen Gadol, because by the time he does Nisuin with her, she's already a Be'ula. So the Rashba suggests that our sugya is going within the tzad that Bia Nisuin Osa, that the Bia accomplishes both Kiddushin and Nisuin. The Ritva says, even if he had tzad that Bia Nisuin Osa, that's only Besof Bia. So Mela Tchilas Bia, even if the Tchilas Bia is Kona, we'd still have this Kasha. So the Ritva suggests that we're talking about a case where he was machnisa l'chupa before the bia. The only case that this could possibly work about the Kohen Gadol is if he did the chupa before the kiddushe bia. So as soon as he does the kiddushin, the nisuin is chal al yedei the chupa. Wow, he's being machadish something very big. That what happened? He did the nisuin before the kiddushin. And then when you do the kiddushin, then the nisuin kicks in. Right, so that's a very big chiddush that you could do that. I thought there's a seder advarim. You need kiddushin and then nisuin. Remember when we discussed all the different shittos of what nisuin is? So we had mentioned one of the shittos of nisuin is the badekin. That the badekin is the nisuin, the putting the veil over her face, and that's why some people are makbid to dafka avede badekin. That's why Salvechik used to be very makbid that the mothers not help out with doing the badekin because nisuin doesn't work al yidei shliach. You got to do nisuin on your own. You're not allowed to. Kiddushin works out of the shliach, but nisuin doesn't. So the chassan has to take the veil and put it over the kala's face by himself. It can't be the mother's doing it because it doesn't work out of the shliach. So the big kasha on that is, when do we do the badekin? We do the badekin before he says haram kadeshously, before he does the kiddushin. How could that possibly work? According to the Ritva, it works. You could do a nisuin in advance and then do the kiddushin. And when you do the kiddushin, the kiddushin is not only chal, the nisuin is going to be chal as well. And that's the hechitimtz of a kohen gadol. That even though Kohen Gadol is not allowed to do Nisuin on a Be'ula, if he did the Nisuin before the Kiddushin, then he does a Kiddushe Bia, so then the Nisuin is going to be Chal. That's the great Chiddush of the Ritva. So not everyone's thrilled with that Chiddush, but that's the great Chiddush of the Ritva. So anyway, so this Shaila, whether Tchilas Bia is Kona or Sof Bia Kona, how do we paskin? Amar Amim Rishmei Durava, Kol Boel Daito Al Gemar Bia, that whenever a man has Bia with a woman for Kiddushin, the point is always that his Das is for the Gemar Bia, and only then is the Kiddushin Chal, not at the Tchilas Bia. And therefore, if he did a Tchilas Bia and she was Mekabel's Kiddushin from somebody else, she's going to need a get from that person. And a Kohen Gadol is also not allowed to be Mekadesh Bia, because from the time of the Tchilas Bia, she's already from the time of the Tchilas Bia, she's already going to be a Be'ula, and the Kiddushin is only going to happen at the Sof Bia when she already is a Be'ula. Now, the Tosos raises the question. Dibra Maskel Kol, a very sadistic Tosos, he raises the question that the Gemara in Yevamah Staf Nun Hayim Beis tells us beferush that ha'ara'a is kona bi'isha, which is the exact opposite of what our Gemara says. Meaning, our Gemara raised the question: is tchilas bia kona, sof bia kona? Our Gemara comes out very clearly: daitol Gemara bia, only sof bia is kona, not tchilas bia. Tosos says very nice. There's a parallel to Yevamah Nun Hay, says the exact opposite. Says that tchilas bia is kona. So what do we do with this? So the Rashba, when Tosos quotes the Rashba, it's the Rash Mishans. So the Rashba writes that only if he's gomer the bia is the tsof bia kona. But if he does only tchilas bia, then he's kona with the tchilas bia. And he says that's why our gemar says kola boel daito al gemar bia, that only someone who's boels, or someone who has a real bia, someone who has a gemar bia, Daito al Gemar Bia. That's who we say that it's only the Gemar Bia that's going to be Kona. The Sugi Yevamos is saying that if you only do a Tchilas Bia, then the Tchilas Bia is Kona. Remember, we said that Rashba before, right? That's that was. was the answer to the kasha that the Rishonim asked, why doesn't the Gemara just give that nafkamina, that if you only do a tchilas bia, because it's not a nafkamina. Our Gemara is dafka talking about where you then did a Gemara bia also. That was the whole shaila. If you only did a tchilas bia, then that's the Gemara Nivamas, that the tchilas bia for sure will be kona. So that's answer number one, that Tosfos has had to be miyashev, the stira between our two sugyas. The second answer is from the Rivam, that our Gemara means to tell us that his das is to be mekadesh Gemar Bia, but if he says that his das is to be mekadesh at the tchilas bia, then he's kona that way as well. Mishael Melech suggests that these two terutzim do not disagree with each other. It all depends on his das, and if he's not gomer biaso, or he says that he wants to be mekadesh with the tchilas bia, and then he is gomer biaso, the kiddushin is going to be chal. In either of those cases, the kiddushin would be chal at the tchilas bia, meaning it's all a din in das. If he only does tchilas bia, obviously his das is for the tchilas bia to be mekadesh, and if he does a tchilas Bia and a sof bia, but says that I only want the kiddushin to be chal with tchilas bia, so that also will work. A third teretz Tos suggests is Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam says that since tchilas bia has a din of gemar bia to be kona and isha, so the suffix of the gemara over here is whether the tchilas ha'ara'a kona or the sof ha'ara'a kona. Meaning for sure tchilas bia, it's not that there are two stages to bia, there are three stages to bia. There's tchilas bia, there's sof tchilas bia, and then there's Gemar Bia. So the Gemara's question of Tchilas Bia or Sof Bia is Tchilas Bia or Sof Tchilas Bia. But when the Gemara in Yevamah says that Tchilas Bia, so you have to figure out like what each stage is. Nishikas Ever, Hachnasa Satara, and then Gemar Bia is full penetration or something like that. So you got to figure out what the stages are. But that's the suggestion of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Nissim Gon, it gives a fourth teretz, that the Gemara in Yevamos is talking about the kinyan of Nisuin after the Kiddushin. That's where we say that Tchilas Bia is going to work to affect Nisuin. Our Gemara's question is about Kiddushin. Kiddushin is only Gemar Bia. So those are the four possibilities of how to reconcile our Gemara with the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos. Now we get to the primary sugya of today's daf. The Mishnah had said that a woman is Miskadesh Saideh Bia, and if after the Kiddushin he's boiled her L'shem Nisuin, then Nisuin also works as, Bia also works as Nisuin, and you don't need Achnasa L'chupa, right? The Bia alone works for Nisuin. So our Gemara says, Ibailu, Bia Nisuinosa, oh Erisinosa. What it means to ask is, can a single Bia accomplish both Erisin and Nisuin? Or can a single Bia only accomplish that first step of Erisin, but a single Maisa cannot affect two Kinyanim? That's the way the Stipler phrases it, that a single Maisa cannot affect two Kinyanim, a Kinyan Kiddushin and a Kinyan Nisuin. The Makna says differently, that the Gemara Safik is, can you be Mechalik the Maisa Bia into Shnei Chalakim? That at the beginning of the Bia he's being Mekadesher, and at the end of the Bia, it's not whether a single Maisa can affect two Kinyanim. A single Maisa can't affect two Kinyanim, but can you count the Bia as two Maisas? Can you divide the Bia into a Tchilas Bia and a Sof Bia and say that the Tchilas Bia does Kiddushin and the Sof Bia is doing Nisuin? But whatever the Svara of the Shaila is, can one Bia affect both Kiddushin and Nisuin? And says Gemara, three simple Nafkaminas. Nafkamina, Liyarsha, a woman who dies. The husband is Yorish or Nechasim, but that's only if they had Nisuin, not if they only had Kiddushin. So what if they only had one Bia? So is he able to yarshin her? Second nafkamina, v'litamila, a woman who's married, who has nisuin, the husband who's a kohen is allowed to be metami to her when she dies. But if he's a kohen and she's only in arusa, they only have eris, and he's not allowed to be metami to her. And number three, lahafer nidareha, a husband could be mefer nidre yishto if they have nisuin, but not if they only have erisin, unless he's in conjunction with her father, unless he's in partnership with the father. Being made for the nedarim, but at nisuin he could be made for a nedarim all alone. So iam at nisuin also, if you're going to say that a single bia can accomplish both erisin and nisuin, so yarsha umitamila umefer nedareha. So after one bia, he has all of these things. The amrit erisin also, but if the bia only accomplishes erisin, they ainu yarsha, they ainu mitamila, they ainu mefer nedareha. Then he can't do any of these things because none of these things apply to an arus. Arusa. Now, the Mefarshim, the Achronim, raise the question, are these the only things that are the differences between an Arusa and a Nesua? I mean, all the Gemara is really saying, it's not like three creative Nafkaminas. We're asking, is she only an Arusa or is she a Nesua? And all the Nafkaminas are the differences between being an Arusa and a Nesua. But there are other differences between being an Arusa and a Nesua. Eating Truma, right? If she's only an Arusa to a Kohen, she's not allowed to eat Truma. Nesua to a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. Ksuba. Ksuba's only, he's only Chayiv in the Chivah Ksuba once they have an Nesua, not if they have Erisin. So suddenly, Achronim suggests that the Gemara is just giving examples, but you get the idea. Meaning the point is that that we're trying to say that these are some of the differences between Erisin and Nisun. Magen Mishnah writes that from the Gemara, Dafka picking these examples, you see that even if it's Bia's Nisun Osa, Legabe other things that are not mentioned in the Gemara, the woman is not considered Nisun in the Sua. Wow, a big Chiddush. That even if you hold a single Bia can accomplish Erisin and Nisun, no one holds it could accomplish Erisin and Nisun for all halachos, and most it can accomplish nisuin for these three halachos. That's the chiddush of the Magen Mishnah in the 10th parak of Hilchos Yishus. That it's dafka legabe or liyorsha letamila lahafer nederel. That there's even a havamina that the single bia could accomplish nisuin. But as far as the ksuba, as far as eating truma, no way. Well, why? Why would some dinim of a nesua apply to her and another dinim of a nesua not apply to her? So Reb Chaim in the stencil chiddush agrach alashas says that every chuppah has two elements to it. There's the kinyan nisuin, that through that he's kona her to be his wife, as far as yarsha l'tamila l'afars nidra, and then there's the maisa heter to be mater her l'baila. So the Magen Mishnah holds that even if bia's osa nisuin, that's only l'gabi the kinyanim that he has. But as far as the heter for bia going forward, that can only be done al yidei achmasa l'chuppah. That can't be done al yidei that bia. So the nisuin accomplishes both of those things, meaning Erisin makes her asura to the whole rest of the world, and then Nisuin makes her muteris to him. So the bia that was done, that was used for the kiddushin, cannot also make her muteris to him. So that's how Reb Chaim parses it out. So now the Gemara tries to bring rayas as far as this suffix is concerned. Does a single bia accomplish both Erisin and Nisuin? So raya number one, Amar Abaye Tashema. The first raya is from Abaye. Second raya is going to be from Rava. So Abaye says, I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah in Maseches Ksubos. Ha'av zakai bebito bekidusha because b'shtar b'bia. A father has the ability to give his ketana daughter over for kiddushin by receiving kesef on her behalf, by receiving shtar on her behalf, or by giving her over to bia, even if she's not interested. V'zakai b'metziasa, and he also has the ability to receive her metzia. I mean, whatever she finds, the father gets. And whatever money she makes, that also goes to the father until she becomes a bugaris. Uba faras nedaran. If she takes a nedar, the father could be made for her nedar on the day that he hears about it. Uma kabbalas gita. And if the husband divorces her after erisin, while she's still in nara, the father could receive the get for her, and she's mugareshes, even though she never received the get. But if she gets a yerusha from her mother's side of the family, ve'eino ochel perus b'chayeha, then the father is not the owner of that Yerusha, and he cannot eat from those nechasim while she's alive. Rather, they have to put it in some sort of investment, and only if she dies will the father then yarshin her. So Niseis, but once she has Nisuin, Yesra Lava Baal, the husband, has a greater zuchus in her, Sha'ochel Peros Bechayeha, that the husband will be able to eat the Peros of nechasim that she got as a Yerusha while she's still alive. So the Gemara is Medayi, Katani Bia. It says that the father has the ability to give his daughter over for kiddushin with kesef shtar or bia the katani nises, and then it says at the end, yeah, that the there are certain rights that he gets when there was kesef shtar or bia, but then if there's nisuin, then there's something else. So what do you mean? I thought bia could accomplish both kiddushin and nisuin. So you see clearly this is a raya that bia cannot, that a single bia can only accomplish kiddushin. A single bia cannot accomplish both kiddushin and nisuin. Says Gemara, not such a great raya. Ki katani nises asha'ara. Maybe the continuation of the Mishnah where it says nises is only talking about if the kiddushin was done with kesef or shtar, because we spoke about kesef shtar and bia. Eino chinami, if the kedushin was done with bia, she's already in the suah, so we don't need a next step of nises. So Abaye's raya is rejected. Amar Rava Tashma, Rava says, let me try. A raya that Rava brings, that bia will make only erusin and not nisun, because there is a Mishnah in Mesechas Nidodaf Mem Dalid that tells us the following. Bas shalosh shanim v'yomechad, if a girl is 3 years old and 1 day, meaning she's reached her third birthday, miskadeshes bibia, so the halacha is that she's eligible for kiddush bia if the father gives her over for kiddush bia. And not only that, I mean, we're trying to say her bia counts as a bia. The imba aleha yavim yavam knaa, if a yavam is boel her through the mitzvah of yibam, he is kona her, because her bia is an actual bia, so it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of yibam. The chayevan aleha mishum eshes ish, if she's niskadesh al yidei avia, and she's an eshes ish lekol davar, and therefore someone who's boiler is going to be chayev misa. She's not going to be chayev misa because she's a katana, but if someone is boiler, they're going to be chayev misa. Tosas raises the question, why does the Mishnah count the isra of eshes ish by a katana separately from all other arayos? We're going to continue on this list of things that happen, and we'll say that there's a din of arayos when there's a din of bia with arayos if she's one of the arayos. Well, guess what? Eshes ish is one of the arayos. So why do we single out Eishas Ish among the list of dinim that apply to a Bashal Hashanim v'yomechad? So Tosa says that it must be that when we say over here v'chayev la mishum Eishas Ish, it's a continuation of the previous line v'imba la yavam kana'a v'chayev la mishum Eishas Ish, that if Yibum was done with her, she is now married to that yavam, and now you can be chayev mishum Eishas Ish because the marriage to that yavam, it's all one thing with the Yibum. That's what it means. Alternatively, Tosa says that the Mishnah writes this din a second time to tell me that even a behema is nereges al yada, like because the din of the Torah is that that we kill any behema that an avera was done with. So the Mishnah tells me that other arayos that are not like eshes ish, we're still mumsim al yada. So okay, next umetama es boala, and umetama es boala the time mishkav tachton ke'elyon, that if she became a nida, anyone who would be boal her would have a din of a boal nida. And all the halachos of tumah that come along with being a boel nida, that which when he sits on a pile of 10 cushions, it's a moshe vazav. So even the bottom cushion becomes a moshe vazav and becomes an av hatumah. V'im nises lekohen, and if this 3-year-old girl, her father gave her over to a kohen, and he was machnas l'chuppah when she was 3 years old, ochelz b'truma, she's going to be allowed to eat truma like any bas yisrael that's married to a kohen. But if she were less than 3 years old, then even if you would be machnas or l'chuppah, she would not be able to eat truma because she's not royal labia, so it would be a chuppah shein royal labia, so she would remain an arusa. You wouldn't even be able to have nisumun with her. And if any of the arayos shabatora were to have bia with her when she's an arusa, mumas and al yada, they'd be chayv misa for her. Vihi patura, she's going to be patura because she's a little girl. And if a chalal or a nasan or a mamzer or a nachri were to be bowel her, or an almon kohen gadol or something like that, so psal minakuna, that would pass her from kuna, she'd have the status of a zona. So what's our raya? Katani bia v'katani nises. At the beginning of the Mishnah it says that a bashal shon v'yamechad is miskadeshes bebia, and then it says, and if she's nises l'kohen, she's ocheles bitruma. Well, what do you mean? If she had bia, then she already is nises. Elamai, what do you see? That a single bia will not affect nisuin, will only affect kiddushin. So answers the Gemara, nah, not a raya. Hachi kamer, I hani nisuin de koininu ocheles bitruma. What it means to say is that if the bia was a nisuin to a kohen, as opposed to, meaning bia is going to affect nisuin no matter what. Nises means, when we said nises, later in the Mishnah we said, im nises to kohen, that if she was nises to a kohen, then there's a particular din that relates to kohuna. But in a chinami, it could be that it's nisuin osa. So far the rayas have not worked, right? Abaye tried a raya, Rava tried a raya, neither one worked. So Tashima says, well, let's try a third raya.
There is a brisa. Ukvar shalach Yochanan ben Bagbag etzel Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Yochanan ben Bagbag sent a message to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira l'Netzivin, and the Netzivin is the city where Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira lived. That's clear in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Gimel with the famous story of him killing the guy who tried to, or having the guy killed all the way from Netzivin, the guy who tried to participate in Korban Pesach. So anyway, Rabbi Yochanan ben Bagbag sent a message that said as follows: Shamati alecha shatol marusa by shalach chalas b'tshuma. I heard that you say that an arusa who has the erusin with a kohen is already allowed to eat truma in erusin before nisuin. So shalach chol Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira says v'atay iyata omer kain. What, do you not hold that that's true? Muchzakni bakshat debaki bechadri torah lidrosh bekal v'chomer iyata yodea. I heard that you're a big bucky in everything. You don't even know how to make a simple kal v'chomer. And that in Rav Elchanan he says it's the wrong mita that he's picking on. Meaning to be able to make kal v'chomer, you don't need to be a bucky bekal chadri torah. You only need to know basic svara, meaning that's just logic, kal v'chomer. So why is he saying, I heard you're a bucky, but kal v'chomer, you don't even know how to make kal v'chomer. So Rav Elchanan quotes from Rav Chaim, to make a kal v'chomer, you don't need to be a bucky in anything. But to know that there's no pircha in your kal v'chomer, you need to be a bucky, but kal v'chomer. So that's what he's saying. You don't even know how to make kal v'chomer, and here's the kal v'chomer. If one tried to acquire shivcha kananis through bia, a kohen tried to acquire shivcha kananis through bia, it would not work, and therefore she would not be allowed to eat truma. Yet kaspa machilas b'truma, if you buy her through kesef, she can eat truma. So zo anisha should be also machilas b'truma. We're having bia with her would allow her to eat truma. Enodin she kaspa machilas b'truma. For sure, just doing kiddush kesef would allow her to eat truma. So you see that kiddushin is able to give her truma from a kal v'chomer. But he says, I agree that even though that's the din midaraisa midrabanan, we don't allow it. Aval ma'a sesher yamur cham mein arusa b'asol lachaz b'truma shitkanis l'chuba. It happens to be that there's a din drabanan that we do not allow an arusa b'asol to eat truma until there's hachnasa l'chuba. So echidami, what's the case of the arusa that was niskad shel the kohen with kesef that the tanoim are talking about that she eats truma from a kal v'chomer from bia? So e b'bia shal yidei chupa. If we're talking about a bia that was that he was machnas her to chupa and then he was makadish and with her with bia, so the kesef shal yidei chupa, or after he was makadish with kesef, he brought her into the chupa. So then it was pashat to Rabbi Yehuda Seira that the bia al yidei chupa will give her truma, and we're learning kal v'chomer from bia that even bekesef shal yidei chupa she's a chalas b'truma. You can't say that because b'tzravayim mechalachli. In both of those cases, of course she's allowed to eat truma because she already had a chupa. She's ready in the suwa. There's no room to argue on that. Ve'ela b'bia shal yidei chupa, the kesef shal yidei chupa. It must be we're comparing bia that came in conjunction with chupa, that he was mekadisher with bia and he had chupa, and we're comparing that to kesef shaloi de chupa, to kiddushe kesef without any chupa. Says Mar, well, how can you compare those two things? Hachatarti v'hachachada. In one case he had kiddushin and nisuin, in the other case he only had kiddushin. Elulav, it must be if you're making an apples to apples comparison, it's bebia shaloi al yidei chupa v'kesef shaloi al yidei chupa. We're comparing a case where you did just kiddushe bia and to a case where you did just kiddushe kesef. So Yam Bishlom Nisuin said, if just Kiddush Ebiya makes a Nisuin also, that one act makes Kiddush and Nisuin, Mishamach Pshita Leidalim Lebiya Mikesef. So then I understand the Kal Chomer, that if you do just an act of Kiddush Kesef, you've done only Erisin. But if you do just an act of Kiddush Ebiya, you've done Erisin and Nisuin. Eliyam Kiddush Nal said, but if Kiddush Ebiya only does Kiddush and does not do Nisuin, Maishna Hachad Pshita Le, why is it so possible that Kiddush Ebiya, according to Rabbi will be machler b'truma before she's in the suwa, might not have the mesapkele. But it's not so pasha to him that kiddushe kesef, that he needed a limud that kiddushe kesef will be machler her truma on a daraisa level. If they're the same, if kiddushe bia only does kiddushin and it does not also affect nisuin, kiddushe bia is in the same boat as kiddushe shtar, as kiddushe kesef and shtar. So I'm going to nachem yitzchak the olam emelach. Really, I'll tell you that what we're comparing is bevia shal yidei chupa, the kesef shaloh al yidei chupa. We're comparing bia that also was accompanied by a nisuin with kesef that was not accompanied by a nisuin. You're going to tell me it's not an apples to apples comparison? One is talking about where you did two kinyanim, the other is where you only did one. Kal v'chomer miya isay. You could still incorporate that into the kal v'chomer. V'hachi shalachlein. Here's how Rabbi Yehuda Seira sent to Rabbi Yochanan Bagbag as follows. Umashivcha kananis shein biyasa mechilas b'tshuma afilu al yidei chupa. If a shivcha kananis, if the way you acquired her was through bia plus chupa, well, that's not, it doesn't help for a Shivcha Kananis. It's not going to be Machil or Truma. And yet, Kaspa Machilasa below Chuppah, and yet if you do just Kesef without any Chuppah, she can eat Truma. So Zo and Isha, Shabiyasa Machilasa B'Truma Lidei Chuppah, that if you do Bia and Chuppah, she can eat Truma. Eino Din Shekaspa Machilasa B'Truma below Chuppah. So Kesef should allow her to eat Truma even without a Chuppah. Aval Ma'es, Hashayam Urcham, Meno Rus Basio, Lachas B'Truma, Shekhadis Chuppah, Mishum Du'ula. The only thing is that we have a Din Midrabanan that an Arus is not allowed to eat Truma. So Uben Bagbag, and Ben Bagbag, who disagrees and holds that Minat Torah, she's not allowed to eat Truma, will say that you can't, this Kal V'Chomer is flawed. Why? Because Gabi Shivcha Kananis, Shlo Shir B'Kinyana. When it comes to the Shivcha Kananis, where you acquire her entirely, Ali De Kesef, there's no further Kinyan to be done. But Hacha Shir B'Kinyana, if you acquire an Isha Ali De Kesef, there's still more to be done. You're still supposed to be Machnas or L'Chuppah in order for her to be your full-fledged wife. And therefore, you cannot compare her to a Shivcha and say that she should eat Ali De Kiddushe Kesef. Ravina has a different explanation as to why we don't have a raya from our brisa that Bia Zos and Nisuin. Ravina Amar Midaraisa Mifshat Pshita Le Da'achla. Even Yochum and Bagbag would say that on a Daraisa level, of course Narusa Bas Yisrael eats Truma, because Al Yidei the Kiddushin, she is Kinyan Kaspo, and therefore if Bia makes Erisin, she eats Truma. Umid Rabbanu D'Shalachle. The whole message was only on a Rabbanu level. V'hachi Shalachle. Shamati Alech Hashat Omer Arusa Bas Yisrael Ochalos B'Truma. Even Midrabanan, that you hold halacha lemaisa, she can eat truma. V'lo chayeshes l'simpon. You're not worried that he may find a mum later on and invalidate the whole thing. So shalach le, Rabbi Yehuda and Beseira sent back. Va'ata yata omer kein. Do you not hold that we're not choshish for simpon for chashash? He might find a mum. Muxagni b'akshat b'akib b'chidrei tar lidrush b'kal v'chomer yata yodeh. Don't you know how to make kal v'chomer? Umashiv chiknan shein biyasa machilasa b'truma. Kaspa machilasa b'truma v'lo chayeshin l'simpon. By a shivcha kananis, I'm not worried about finding a mum later on. So Zusha Biasa Machilas Bachuma in Isha, where Bia will be Machil or Chuma, Eino Din Shekaspa Machilas Bachuma, Velo Nechosh Lesimphon. Aval Ma'es, Hashayam Chacham, Marusa Basol, Eino Chalas Bachuma, Achitakanis Luchuppah, Mishum Du Ula. But what can I do? That even though Midrabanan, it should have been allowed, but there is some separate din that not because of a mum, but because we're afraid she's going to share her food with her father and her brothers, that she's not allowed to eat Chuma. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up from there. Yeah. Okay.